ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question which is very significant and important. And it's a question which, you know, a lot of people, you know, are interested in. And that question is about the nature of the human spirit. Now, this is a question that has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. In one place in the Holy Quran, it has been stated as follows. They question you concerning the spirit. Now, parenthetically, we can add here that there are many verses in the Holy Quran which begin in this way. Yas alunaka an fulan. They question you concerning such and such a thing. Now, the context in which such verses were revealed is this, that a lot of times the Arabs would come and they would ask the Prophet about something. They would ask him about, you know, a certain topic and ask him to ask God to, you know, inform them about, you know, its answer. And in response to these questions, God Almighty would reveal certain verses in which He would explain and answer the question that they had. One of these is this verse in question, in which the Arabs came and they asked the Prophet about the spirit, and you know, God Almighty, in response to their question, He revealed this verse. Now, there's a little difference of opinion here regarding what the spirit mentioned in this verse is referring to. Some say it's a reference to the human spirit, which is the topic of our discussion. Other people say that no, this is a reference to the ruh, or the spirit, which is one of the angels, or perhaps an archangel, one of, you know, or the foremost of the angels. Right now in our discussion, we're going to take it for granted that this is you know, referring to the human spirit. God said the following in the Holy Quran. He says that they question you concerning the spirit. Say, the spirit is of the command of my Lord. I mean, you have not been given the knowledge of, except a few of you. Now, this is one translation, a possible translation of this verse. Another translation could also be, could be as follows. It could be, except a little, meaning you have only been given a little knowledge of the spirit. And this verse is very very interesting in that it can help us, by examining it, it can help us understand the nature of the human spirit, in that the Quran says that the spirit, the human spirit, it is created from the command of God Almighty. And we know that the amr, or the command of God, is such that when He commands a certain thing to come into existence, it comes into existence immediately. So when we pair these two Quranic truths with one another, we come to the conclusion, you know, that the command, that the spirit is an immaterial being. It's a being which is which transcends matter. Because all things, as we know, everything in this physical world, it undergoes a process in which it's created. It takes time for it to come into existence. But the human spirit is not like this. From this we can understand that, you know, the human spirit is something transcendent, and it transcends the physical realm. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the nature of the human spirit in the light of Quranic wisdom. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.